Terminals Company in Deer Park, Texas, are filled with a gasoline component, and crews are doing what they can to drain all of them out. Ray Russell with Channel Industries Mutual Aid says crews are doing what they can to keep the flames from spreading.
We are defensive, and it is going to have to burn out in that tank or until we complete draining the tank, which they are pumping out of the tank.
The Secretary of State speaks out about the suffering in Yemen. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Now that President Trump has vetoed a resolution blocking his declaration of a national emergency, another battle is looming with Capitol Hill lawmakers. This could be President Trump's next veto. Seven Republicans broke with the administration this week in the Senate to approve a measure that would stop U.S. military help in Yemen's civil war. This amounts to punishment for Saudi Arabia over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo begs the Senate to hold off.
The way to alleviate the Yemeni people's suffering isn't to prolong the conflict by handicapping our partners in the fight, but by giving the Saudi-led coalition the support needed to defeat Iranian-backed rebels and ensure a just peace.
Acting as a counter to Iran is one of the reasons given by the administration for not punishing the Saudis and Crown Prince Mohammed directly, other than some sanctions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Good afternoon. The weather today is mostly sunny with a high near around 45 and west winds around 6 miles an hour. Tonight it'll be mostly or partly cloudy and with a low around 27 with calm winds. Tuesday it'll be sunny with a high near 47. Tuesday night it'll be mostly clear with a low around 25. Wednesday it'll be sunny with a high near 51. And there'll be light southwest winds about 5 to 7 miles an hour. Wednesday night there's a chance of showers after 2 a.m. And Thursdays, there's a chance of showers, and it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Good afternoon, and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And we are this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the Union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We work out of our houses, use our own cell phones, that sort of thing. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family or someone they know or someone that they work with or live next door to or friends with who have a mental health issue. We also try to help the person that has a mental health issue get the services that they need. We do this in various ways. One of the ways we do it is we have a monthly support group, which will meet this Thursday at 7 o'clock at 52 East Main Street in Flemington. It's from 7 to 8:30. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to come, and everything is highly, highly confidential. So there's nothing that's going to get out that you don't want out. We also have what they call a 12-week course called Family to Family, and it tries to get the person taking the course to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness, and they do it in various ways. Some of the ways is, you know, what to do, what not to do in certain circumstances, what to say, what not to say, side effects of medication, why some people go off medication because, you know, side effects are terrible, you know, and things like that. We have other programs. We have other things. We have a program called Educating the Educators where we try to help teachers notice someone maybe in their classroom who has an illness and parents are not available or not observant of it. If you have any questions or want some more advice or need some help, you can reach out to us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. Today, we are very privileged to have with us folks from High Point Partial Care in Flemington. And we have Dan Mira, who was in marketing, and Ann Vital, program director. Did I say it right?
Anna.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have it written Anna here, too, and I didn't read it that way. That's all right. I'm going to murder Sarah's last name, too. Go ahead, Sarah. What is it?
Sarah Nearing.
Oh, Nearing. Okay. And you are an outreach coordinator. I can speak. Well, I want to welcome you and thank you all for taking the time out of your busy schedules to be with us today. And Dan, would you start by telling us what High Point is, who does it serve, and when was it started?
Okay. Well, thank you for having us on, Larry, very much. It's good to be here. So I have a good job. As you said, I'm in marketing. I get to go and tell people about a very fine program we have here in Hunterdon, High Point Partial Care. So we're a partial care and intensive outpatient program serving people with mental illness and addiction, as well as a good many of those will have co-occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
High Point belongs to a family of facilities. We have three sister agencies in other parts of the state. Those all go by the name Unity Place. There's Unity Place of Monmouth County, Unity Place of Cherry Hill, and Unity Place of Atlantic County. All four of our programs follow a similar model. We have a psychiatrist and APN who comes in. They do medication monitoring and adjustments to medication as needed. We also provide medication-assisted treatment for people with an addiction. One of our main things that we focus on is having no waiting list. We know how critical it is. If somebody turns to us for treatment, needs treatment, that's going to be, in many cases, a small window. So we get people in really right away. As soon as we get a referral, we'll begin the intake process, and when the person comes to us, we'll do a warm handoff. Most likely Sarah or the other outreach individual, Max Lampert, will greet them at the door, kind of give them an idea of what their day is going to be like, and give them a tour of the facility. I want to make sure I mention that we give priority to women with an opiate addiction who are pregnant.
Okay.
I just mentioned that.
When was I know my son was there, mm-hmm, as a client quite a few years back. So it wasn't, I think, under the same leadership as it is now, correct?
That's correct. I think our ownership has been there about 5 years.
Okay.
And the facility goes back a good deal farther.
Right. My son was there, I want to say, 10, 12 years ago. Maybe around there, you know. Maybe it was 9, but, you know, you lose track after 20 years, you know. Anna, what is a program director?
Larry, if I can just expand
sure.
on what
absolutely.
My counterpart Dan spoke about. One of the things about High Point that I would like to highlight is that we service two distinctly different populations. So we service a mental health population as well as a substance abuse population. Now, as we all know in this field, when you hear the word co-occurring, we understand that sometimes folks suffer from both.
Right.
So which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did a substance abuse problem start and progressed with symptoms that then mirror what a psychiatric illness looks like? Or did somebody have an underlying mental illness that started to use various drugs to what we call in the field self-medicate those
right.
symptoms? So sometimes it's hard to distinguish which came first, the chicken or the egg, but But here at High Point, we have, when I say we service two very distinctly different populations, meaning that our mental health population on the partial care end, those are clients that High Point embraces and services them in a, what we call a full-day program. So these kinds of clients on the mental health end, I guess I would distinguish that sometimes there are lower-functioning mental health clients versus higher-functioning mental health clients, meaning that sometimes the lower-functioning mental health client is a client that has what I would call pervasive mental illness. Diagnoses such as schizophrenia, schizoid affective disorder, psychosis, clients that have very few, far and few supports that are in and out of psychiatric hospitals. So when I say a lower functioning client, there's a client that has a more distinct pervasive mental illness. And the goal on our partial care mental health end is to stabilize them within the community, wrap them with multiple services, intensive case management services, and clinical services to sustain their illness and to help them cope and learn to develop more independent living skills. So those clients come with us early in the morning and spend the day with us and don't leave until almost 3:45. Our program is open from 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. But I am taking time to talk about the different populations because we do embrace and service different types of clientele. So that particular client on the lower functioning pervasive mental illness kind of profile, they are coming in and they are getting services from 9 o'clock in the morning all the way through the time that they leave at 3:45 in the afternoon. So we give them breakfast, we give them lunch, we give them snacks. They learn, they're in and out of various socialization groups, individual therapy, group therapy. So it is a very structured and program where multiple supports are given to this kind of population in order to help them stabilize and connect in the community. And one of the things that High Point takes a lot of pride in is that, in a sense, it becomes their second family. High Point is a very family-oriented kind of spirited program where we know our clients very well, and they look to us for that support and that comfort in coming every day, because often they don't have a lot of supports in their lives because their illness has taken over and people get very frustrated and don't know how to help them. And in different ways, they lose those supports over time because of the degrees of what their symptoms have gotten in the way.
So we have to take a quick break. Okay. So if you'll I'll interrupt you there.
Okay.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. Our guests today are from High Point, the partial care system in Flemington. And, in fact, it's on Broad Street, right across from where my son lives. The apartment's on Broad Street. Mm-hmm. And, Anna, you were talking about
the different kinds of population
and such. So would you continue with that?
Sure. So I was taking some time to talk about the different types of clients that we see at High Point. And so I already began speaking to a mental health client who may have some lower functioning, more severe, pervasive mental illness that has in some ways crippled them. And our goal with that population is to provide them with a full day of therapeutic support in a safe environment to help them stabilize in the community and avoid repeated psychiatric hospitalizations. So that population, as I started to say, gets services from the moment they walk through the door. They have breakfast on the site. They go into various kinds of groups throughout the day. They are assigned a caseworker, counselor who assists them with all the intensive case management needs, such as some of the clients are living in a group home. Some of the clients are living on their own with very limited help. Some of the clients may have an affiliation with a legal issue. So they get involved with linking clients to helping them get the supports that they need. They might not have housing. They might not have proper benefits. They might be involved in the legal system, and they become an advocate in terms of how their mental illness interfaced with whatever legal issue that they have to plea to the courts so that they would support them in a treatment need as opposed to an incarceration or any other kind of severe legal issue. So that's one kind of a type of population that we service. And I was speaking to the fact that it becomes a community. High Point becomes their second family. And in some cases, their only family. Not to say that we don't service a higher functioning person that may suffer from depression, anxiety, some post-traumatic stress, some trauma in their lives, that are holding down a job, that are have some positive relationships in their life, but because of their mental illness and anxiety and depression and so on and so forth, they need some other interventions and supports. So we do provide them with that. They may come for some individual counseling and some group counseling, as well as have the opportunity for a psychiatric evaluation if that's necessary at that time. And then to interface, if let's say they have an outside prescriber, our doctors would get in touch with their current doctor. So there's a lot of coordination of care. So if a client even has other health issues, we always take pride in the collaboration that we do with any collaterals that are involved so that we're all working with the client on the same treatment goals towards the optimal end result. And then we also service a substance abuse client. Substance abuse client is there primarily to look at the progression of their disease. People come in all different ways to High Point, at which Sarah will speak to a little bit later on in this program. But substance abuse clients come in very different than a mental health client, in the sense of a substance abuse client doesn't always see the degree of their usage. They typically, I always say, I've taught classes in both psychology and addiction classes for many years, and I'm a trainer for counselors to become addiction counselors versus a mental health counselor. And one of the distinct differences is a mental health client typically can come and ask for help. The stigmas are there on both ends, but they're there in different ways. So a mental health client will come in and say, I'm having difficulty because I'm having trouble in my relationship, in my marriage. I feel depressed. I'm not able to function and think at work. Things of that nature, and pretty much ask for that help. Where a substance abuse client doesn't typically come knocking down my door and saying, I need help because I'm using. Typically, it's somebody else that is attached to that client that sees things very differently than the client. Knowing that their substance abuse has had a direct correlation to the problems in their lives. So, for example, a parent, a husband, a wife can come in and say, I need so-and-so to get help because, you know, they're not coming home. They're not getting up for work. They're asking me to call in for them and saying that they're sick, but meanwhile, I know that they've been drinking or drugging. Or there may be a legal infraction that's going on that has mandated them to treatment. So it's a very different kind of look. Not to say that a substance abuse client does not want the help, but they typically are coming in with the idea that they think that they are successfully managing their usage. And so our substance abuse population also gets a lot of glove treatment, a lot of one-on-one support and group work, which comprises of various types of education, psychoeducation and support, to help them take a look at where are they in the progression of this illness, and help them really begin to map out, is this something that has recently begun? Has it been going on for how long? And in what ways can we intervene to help stop the progression? In both cases, whether it's a mental health or substance abuse client, as I said at the opening, we do consider co-occurring as another issue. So somebody who's using substances may have an underlying trauma, an underlying depression that was never treated, an underlying attention issue as a child that maybe they have an attention deficit disorder and that was never properly treated as a young child, that then can very easily they can turn to using drugs to self-medicate those symptoms. So we provide an array of services, and I think a very exceptional staff. Our staff is an interdisciplinary team comprised of folks that have their bachelor's, their master's, their addictions, licensing, various interdisciplines. We are very blessed with having a medical director as well as an advanced practitioner that sees our clients and follows them very closely with the staff. So I'll stop at that because I know that you have some questions regarding our intake process and how does somebody walk through the door at High Point.
Okay, Sarah, you're up. What does an outreach coordinator do?
All right, so as an outreach coordinator, I wear many hats. I'd say that one of my major jobs is trying to engage people, because a lot of times people are nervous to kind of get into treatment. They're not exactly sure what to expect. And so part of that process is me just reaching out and explaining what the program is and what we do and how we're helping people.
A lot of times they don't want help either.
Exactly. And so they need to kind of get to that point where they see the light. But that's difficult. That's definitely difficult. Right. So when we get a phone call for somebody interested in coming to the program, it could be a self-referral. We get referrals from the criminal justice system, meaning probation, drug court, so forth. We get group homes and other rehabs, inpatients. And so what I do is I get the basic information. We do a basic intake screening where we connect these people with where we think they might fit best. We triage their needs and where, if they're not going to be fitting best with where they're at, then where we can get them to be. So if that's our program, and set up an intake and appointment. So we do have our own transportation as well. We go to several different counties, which is definitely one of our benefits, and I believe Dan is going to speak a little further about that later on. But it's definitely something that's able to help us.
Okay. Do you get recommendations from other organizations like Easter Seals or Catholic Charities?
Absolutely. All different kind of group homes, hospitals, places that are trying to help their clients and give them a helping hand to us. And so in doing that, we kind of follow up with that. And if we aren't able to fit exactly what they need, then we kind of show them what could benefit them as well.
All right. Do you... Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have something?
How many days a week does your general, somebody in the mental health end come? Is that a five-day week program, 3 days?
As Sarah indicated, basically Sarah's role is from the point of the phone call in trying to receive the information from whatever referral source as to what that client's needs are. And then she will speak to that client directly and also do another overview screening with that client to make sure that the client is not in any kind of immediate imminent danger. That's the first step that we do. If somebody is in any kind of crisis, we will link them right away to emergency services if that's needed. And then they walk through the door within 24 to 48 hours. We give priority, I just want to highlight, we give priority to pregnant opioid women. We also give priority to folks that are coming out of a psychiatric hospital. So there are certain kinds of clients that we would triage immediately to come through the door, because we don't want any kind of a gap, you know, when they're coming out of an emergency kind of situation, right, to help continue that continuity of care. High Point is open Monday through Fridays from 8 o'clock till 4:30. So when the client comes in for the assessment, they are not only oriented to the program milieu, but they are taken through probably close to a two-hour assessment, clinical assessment, to determine what level of care they need and to see, as Sarah said, where they fit in our different types of programming and population.
And who
so
gives
it's hard
that assessment?
It's hard to answer that question in terms of how many days they're there, because it's all associated to their treatment needs and their goals. So
5 days are available.
5 days. Some clients come 4 or 5 days a week on that full day. Mm-hmm. Some clients come what we call an intensive outpatient level of care, which consists of 9 hours of treatment a week. That could be 3 half-days
right.
A week. And some clients may come on an outpatient level of care. The majority of our clients, usually, though, when they walk through the door, are at a partial care level, which is a full day. Partial care speaks to at least 10 hours or more a week of treatment, and an intensive outpatient level of care speaks to 9 hours a week of treatment. So we can have a partial care client there 4 days a week, sometimes 5 days a week right out of a hospital where they're getting five specific hours of treatment daily, because in the course of a full day, some of those adjunct services, like the food services, that's not considered clinical right. time. So,
all right, Sarah, you do the intake of clients, right?
Yes.
So how is that? They come in, or you do it over the phone, or
so when they
both?
First come in, I give them a tour around the facility, myself or other staff mm-hmm. are available. And we kind of describe, we said, okay, this is the schedule. At some point today, you're going to be pulled out for an intake evaluation. And so in that evaluation...
And who does that?
It kind of is whoever is available to be doing that. Yeah, for any kind of clinician that's available,
okay.
we kind of have a schedule that we go by.
Okay.
But we kind of describe, this is how the day is going to work, how it starts, when the breaks are, what rooms they'd be going into for what groups, and we introduce them to their case manager just to get them started and have a feel so they're not going in blinded.
Okay.
All of the assessments, Larry,
right.
are reviewed by the clinical team and myself as the director. One of the things that we do at High Point is we have a clinical group supervision meeting every morning. On the both the mental mm-hmm. health end and the substance abuse end.
Okay.
So we take a look at what's going on day to day with our current population and new clients coming through the door. So and then the clinicians will come and speak to me, and I oversee all of the intakes and support or not support the clinical recommendation.
Right. I know every organization, I don't care who it is, has successes and they have failures where clients relapse or drop out and then relapse and go through the whole rigmarole again. I mentioned before my son was in a state hospital for almost 3 years. When he got out, he was in and out of hospital more times than we care to count.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like there was no end, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was part of the fact of the medication. I said he was epileptic, so his epileptic medication interfered with his psychotic medication, and
yes.
it just, you know, blew everything off the charts
yeah.
until they finally found something that worked. And as I said, he's doing very well right now.
Sure.
So I know that there is relapses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not only in addiction or alcoholism,
mm-hmm.
but also with mental health.
Absolutely.
What do you do when a client of yours relapses and maybe it goes to the hospital and then comes out again? How do you hook up with them again then? Or do you?
So we do.
Okay.
Every morning in this clinical team meeting, we look at, you know, where clients at are in terms of their progression or their regression.
Okay.
So we take a look at them very symptomatically. So if somebody has, if we see signs that they are starting to regress, we intervene at that point, trying to look at, A, are they taking their medications? B, has something happened, a different trauma that might have gotten in the way? What's going on, you know, in that client's life? We highlight and coordinate with their whatever supports that client has. We have an emergency contact for every client that comes through the door. So if something is really acute, we would be contacting those parties as well to get a report on what they're seeing on their end. We then would set them up to also have a medication follow-up, a psychiatric meeting to take a look at what's going on with that. If a client is actively suicidal on the premise, or, you know, there is psychosis, active psychosis going on with their auditory or visual hallucinations that is telling them that they are not in control of those voices and that they actually want to do harm to someone or to or to themselves, we interface with PESS, with emergency services here in Hunterdon County. So we will do
I used to work there one day a week after I retired, so I know what it is very well.
So we will do we have clinicians that are licensed clinicians that will do an assessment, you know, an evaluation. If we feel that we need to involve mobile crisis, we bring mobile crisis to do a further assessment. Or sometimes we bypass mobile crisis because we know that they have an active plan, and we work with the hospitals and get them hospitalized for safety. Once they are in the hospital, we have all those releases signed because everything that we do requires authorization and consent so that we can coordinate. Typically, when a client goes into a hospital to get stabilized further, because more often than less, they might not be taking their medication, and that's why some of their symptoms their symptomatology has increased. So once they go into the hospital and they stabilize them on their meds, they coordinate with us. And as we started to mention, High Point offers transportation to and from wherever the client is residing to treatment. So if a client is coming out of a hospital per se, let's say, we could potentially pick up that client from the hospital so that they come right back to High Point for continuity of care.
Let me interrupt one second.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What about, do you have you noticed or has any of your clients been cutters?
Yes.
Where they cut themselves?
Mm-hmm.
I find that I just get chills when I, when I was in emergency services. Part of my job was to go to 2 Central and talk for an hour every Saturday from 11 to 12. And this one young man said to me, "Can I talk to you outside?" I said, "Sure." And we were talking, and he said, "I got to show you something." Well, he took off his shirt. From his shoulder to his wrist on both arms, there wasn't a fraction of a piece of skin that wasn't cut or scabbed. And I'm not usually at a loss for words. Ask my wife, she'll tell you. But I was, my mouth just dropped. I didn't know what to say. And then what I finally said was, "What the hell do you do that for?" And that's what I said. Excuse me, but that's what I said. And he says, "Because I have such pain in my head from my illness, my mental illness, that when I cut myself, it takes the pain away. Or this pain I can deal with, and that pain I can't." And I'm thinking, my God, you know. So I was, you know, what do you do if you have someone like that?
Well, they have a treatment plan, and obviously that clinician is working on that treatment plan with the client, so we are aware of that. There's very specified treatment interventions that you would do with somebody who is cutting. So there's different types of therapy per se. So there's something called DBT, a diet, and there's CBT. There's all different kinds of therapeutic interventions. So that particular client would be working with somebody who specializes more in the treatment of cutting, you know, and the type of therapy that is best for that. And again, we work as a clinical team. So so if John Doe was my client, let's say, but I didn't see him in, he was in 3 different groups today, the very next morning, I would hear from my peers in terms of how did John do in his groups? What was noticed with John? So there's a lot of collaboration, clinical collaboration and coordination that goes on at High Point.
Okay. Sarah, I got another question. What would some of the events outside of regular counseling be like to enhance the client's experience?
So outside of regular counseling, we try to also bring in other collaborations, kind of like what Anna was saying earlier, get the family involved, get their involvements in there. If families are looking to come in and have an individual session with the client, the individual, and the individual is open to that, that's something that we're definitely willing to work with them, because that is a big part of their treatment, is their family and the people who surround them.
What happens if that person has no family?
Yeah, so in addition to that, we have different partners we collaborate, and we just, for instance, had we've talked a little bit about employment, how important that is for coming out and furthering one's recovery, promoting independence. So Pathways to Employment came in and gave a presentation, a very fine presentation to our staff. There was a lot of interest in that. They assist not only with job placement, but resume writing.
Right.
We also partnered with Zufall Health, an FQHC, to help promote. We take a holistic approach to care, not just the behavioral health issues, but the overall health. And so, with Zufall, we have definitely helped our clients in that regard.
Okay.
I have a quick question, Larry, before we go to the break. You talk about a family and these meetings every morning. How many people can you serve at one time? Do you have a limit?
We don't have a catchment area or a limit. We don't have a capped census. Typically, our case managers work anywhere. The ratio is between one counselor to 10 to 12, depending on the level of care that that they are being serviced with. So our ratios are very small so that we can provide wraparound services. I have 18 clinical staff on board right now on the mental health end, on the partial care full day program. We service about how many clients at this point in today?
About 70.
About 75. 70 to 80 on the mental health end, and those clients come in typically no less than 3 days a week. And then on the substance abuse side, we service between 60 and 80 is our general consensus, is our general census. So the staff-to-client ratio is very small.
Question. I know that I've been involved with NAMI for almost 20 years, and I know that when someone has support from family, that it's a lot more helpful to that person. But I also know, and I've dealt with people who have no one. Their parents already passed away. They have no brothers or sisters. They have no close friends. There's no aunts, uncles, whatever. So they have absolutely no one. So what happens when you have a client like that? Do you use for support?
Well, one of the things Dan and Sarah were speaking to is we do bring in a lot of outside resources to our clients. So while Dan spoke to bringing in a presentation about employment services, medical and dental services, and different types of needs. We also link with what we call ICMS, which is an intensive case management service. We also help link our clients to getting them other identified supports because they are so isolated.
Right.
So having that intensive case management is critical. Some of our clients may not be their own guardian, so we're working with their guardian because the guardian would need to agree to the treatment plan, agree to any changes in medication. And again, I guess one of the things I would want to speak to is that on both the addiction and on the mental health end, it's critical in our eyes to be able to try to get the client to allow family participation. Because sometimes a client has some kind of connections, but they have become so estranged from their family for different reasons. So we try to work clinically with them on those issues of abuse and trauma and things that they are associated with. Because, again, we're only hearing that one side from the client. We need to meet them where they're at, but we do try to help them reconnect to appropriate resources in their family help that healing process, because we do know that there's hurt on both ends. You know, family mm-hmm. members may want to be involved, and that particular client may have kept them
right.
away from them.
Right.
So there's a lot of clinical attention that's paid to trying to not have them be isolated, because as you and I know, that the success rate for anybody is when they have added supports. Now, you mentioned NAMI. I have recently connected with some folks in NAMI. They are coming in to do some groups and presentations to our mental health population to instill hope, because oftentimes the mental health client that's pervasively ill can lose hope. So
I've gone to High Point a couple times and gave presentations.
Yes.
So I know what before. It's been yes. more than 5 years ago, but I have
so
done it.
So where they can tell their own story and be an example of
yeah,
empowerment
our own
and
voice.
How
right.
having a voice and reducing the stigma is very, very important.
Right. Right.
Now, insurance. What type of insurance do you take?
We take Medicaid. We have a lot of different funding sources. So, like, for example, if a client is connected with parole, if a client is connected with probation, if a client is connected with drug court, with if a client had a DUI, High Point has certain funding sources that they can be supported to not deny them treatment. We also do take different private health insurances. So all of that gets evaluated on the phone screening, but we will never turn a client away for their inability to pay for services. We will always look at what other way we can get them funded and how to help them even connect to Medicaid. Maybe a client doesn't even know how to fill out a New Jersey Family Care form. So we will work with them to get them linked to resources.
We have to do another commercial, so we'll be right back.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We have with us three wonderful people from High Point Partial Care in Flemington, and we're discussing what they do and who they serve and how they serve them and so on and so forth. And I know that the importance of raising awareness of the impact, you know, of addiction and mental illness on the whole family. Now, my son has two brothers and a sister, and it's impacted them tremendously. His older brother always felt like he should be the one, because he's the older brother, he should take care of the kid brother and yada yada. And it was almost to the point where it got to be an obsession with him, and we had to, you know, say, hey, Paul, back off, you know. You don't have to do this. So would one of you speak to that? I mean, is that an issue?
Sure. So mental illness or addiction, we do call it a family disease,
right,
because it is not just the active person that is using that affects them. Obviously, everybody's role in the family is linked to that person.
Sure.
So trying to think of a simple way of saying this. I look at it as almost throwing out a fishing reel and trying to slowly bring in the family members, because often family members, A, they didn't cause it, they can't cure it. Family members do everything in their own power, in their own minds, to try to rescue and fix the issue, the symptoms. And they, when they're doing that, they're losing sight of their own focus. So often everybody takes on a different role in the family. So whether somebody's going to be that caretaker, whether somebody's going to be the scapegoat, acting out in different ways because the issue at hand is not being fully addressed.
Right.
So at High Point, part of our psychoeducation, part of our groups, is a lot to do with teaching that this isn't just the addict, alcoholic, the mentally ill that needs help. It's to bring family members in, because without family members getting help, if they, we can kind of look at it this way. When somebody goes into recovery on the addiction end, while they are the identified client, they are getting a tremendous amount of supports day in and day out. They're taking a look at how to make changes. How do I stop using? How do I reacclimate in my relationships? How do I gain my feet on the ground?
Right.
But without having the family members in, they could be progressing, but then go back home in the same kind of toxic environment. Right. So we really try to support them.
Right.
So one of the things I do want to say about High Point, though, that is unique, we are not just servicing this catchment area in Hunterdon County.
Right.
We do have several vans that go out, pick clients up, and take them home every day. So mm-hmm. as far as Sussex County, Warren County, Union County, Somerset County, Hunterdon County, those are the counties that we're servicing,
right.
and Middlesex County that we're servicing in the here and the now. But that is a very unique feature of High Point.
And I just want to add that in covering those areas, and some of them are quite far afield, so we want to make sure that clients are comfortable on their rides in and out. So we stress to our drivers that care really begins from the time of pickup and
sure.
ends not until that individual is dropped off. So
right.
that's another point of pride for us and something that we're unique in doing.
And lastly, Larry, one of the things we do is every 4 to 6 weeks we have what we call a government community meeting. So I will meet, as well as Sarah and my other outreach worker, we will meet with the separate populations, the mental health population and the substance abuse population, as a community, and we ask them what's working, what isn't working, some suggestions to the program. So there's a lot. I'm, as a director, I'm very hands-on with my population, and I do take and hear their voices in ways that, you know, we embrace what they need in the program.
Right. And is there, if someone had a question, is there a phone number or Facebook they could go to? Would somebody
Absolutely.
Give it out?
We have our new website launch. So if you go to www.high...
It's our name, yep. highpointpartialcare.com.
Yep, High Point Partial Care. Number to reach out, 908-788-5979. And the outreach team, myself, Sarah, is extension 302.
Could you give that phone number again?
908-788-5979. I'm sorry, my extension is 325.
5979 and 325?
Yes.
And the director's extension is 303.
Yes, and the director's extension is 303. Another outreach contact is 304.
Okay.
In this case, I'm not available.
And it, the website is www.highpointpartialcare.com?
Mm-hmm.
Highpointpartialcare.com. Yes, www.highpointpartialcare.com.
Mm-hmm. I can't thank you guys enough. Oh, one quick question. You still have your thrift store?
We do.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Downstairs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still downstairs? Okay. I remember some of this.
And our clients work on a token economy system.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on. And I will tell you this, down the road, we will have you back on. We really appreciate what you do and who you serve and your success rates with the people you do serve. So thank you again for coming. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah.
Remember, folks, we'll be here next week, same time, same station. And mental health really does matter. See you next week.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com. Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com. Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com. Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com. Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com. Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 to stay in a critical role.
Or visit us on the web at
regionalpersonnel.com. Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 to stay in a critical role.
Or visit us on the web at
regionalpersonnel.com.